Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
The hill I would die on.
And today's guest, Spruka, she who is here to convince you to join her battalion, is none other than cross-cultural consultant Tasneem Chopra, OAM. Tasneem, good morning to you and welcome.
OMG, good morning, Sam.
Do you get to put your OAM on your credit card?
No, but that's something to look into. I mean, if there's any potential little perks in it, one should probably extract those.
When do you drop it? Like, is it on your passport? On your, like, how often do you get to drop the fact you've been awarded, and I want to get this right,
Order of Australia.
Order
of Australia medal. Yeah, it is. But, you know, when people ask, I mean, there's no stamp that I have with it. It's not on my credit card. Definitely not on my passport, which I just recently renewed, where there was no scope to affix the credentials. So occasionally you will be asked if there are any additional letters to put against your name in a form, but it's not routine.
The headline here is that you renewed your passport. Why?
Oh, because it was expiring. I know exactly. Where am I going to go, right?
Yeah, but
apparently if you don't have a valid passport, it can also compromise the validity of ID.
Ah, yes. Okay. Yes. I did the same thing last year, I think. But hey, Taz, how has your work as a cross-cultural consultant changed during the pandemic? I know, no doubt, you've moved to a lot of online stuff, but has the nature of the work changed?
It has. There's been a real peak in people's interest to diversify their workforces, but even more than that, to make them more inclusive spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I've ever seen more interest, I think, in the career space where diversity and inclusion, even positions are being advertised in larger organisations, because there's this realisation that we might be running a business place, but people don't really feel like they belong. So when you talk about diversity, we're talking about the breadth of gender, of sexuality, of culture, of disability, of, you know, a variety of different things. So the capacity for workplaces to make people feel like they belong in those places, those differences, is new.
There's a lot of, you know, things wrong in the world right now, but you've been working in this space for many, many years. Do you see this as a hopeful time in that sense? I certainly know, just from my little, you know, Anglo perspective, I'm far more aware of these things and these questions and these discussions that are being had a lot more, it seems, than even 10 years ago.
I'm cautiously optimistic, shall we say. I mean, I'm seeing a lot more appetite for change, but the appetite is one thing, the capacity to actually walk your talk is another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so baby steps, but I think we're getting there. And again, the fact that larger organisations that once upon a time never deemed to try to achieve balances or quotas and targets within different realms are suddenly talking about it. So let's see. Let's have this conversation in 5 years and track the difference.
Indeed, and, you know, regularly in that time as well, I hope. Taz, look, that's very important, but probably not as important as the hill that you have come today to metaphorically die on. My listeners are a loyal bunch. They are ready to take up arms for anyone who has a strong enough pitch. What are we fighting for today?
Well, the learnings that I want to share in this respect are the driver's right to choose the music in the car. I mean, if I'm driving a car, I need to be able to focus. I can't afford distraction. I'm manoeuvring tricky machinery, okay? I need all focus on the road where I'm going, not just for me, but for the safety of the people who are with me. And they need to understand that. And being forced to listen to your child's playlist does not accommodate that. It doesn't. It's dangerous for everybody.
Okay. Let's get some facts on the table here, because I think the arc of history is bending in your favour here. I suspect you'll have a lot of people just trampling each other to enlist in this army. But what are the ages of your children when you're talking about the passengers that you're normally ferrying around?
They're teenagers and above, let's just say. So they're adults in their own right and, you know, rah, 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 individual choice, support the adult. But when I'm driving, I'm sorry. My rules, my car. I pay for the car, right? Surely that trumps any other privilege that they might think that they have.
Well, I mean, what about, Taz, what about the idea that generations below us can educate us, and if you don't let them control the stereo, you'll just stay set in your own Bon Jovi ways?
No, look, I'm happy to be educated, but not when I'm in an entrapped space. If I can't leave that car, it's not good for anyone. And that actually, can I just add that that rule applies when I'm the passenger as
what?
Well. So, yeah, I can't leave a car. I can't leave a moving vehicle when a kid is driving and playing their playlist, and that's not fair. Again, my rules, my car.
I'm sorry, I just saw like half the army suddenly drop their weapons and start backing away because you had them. And then now you're suggesting that... So your rule is not that the driver gets to choose the music. Your rule is that you always get to choose the music.
Yes, when I'm in an entrapped space, absolutely. At home, I'll endure it. I can walk away, or I'll sit down and I'll give it a solid go, Sammy. I really will. But that's not music the way that maybe you and I, but definitely I learned. The music doesn't have a story. There's no arc. There's no capture or rapture in it. It's just sound that repeats itself.
Listeners, what do you think? Are you ready to enlist in Tasneem Chopra's army? 0437-774-774 is the number. A few texts coming in, Taz. Sammy, no contest. Driver gets the radio control. The only one that needs to be alert, that's Leo in Barwon Head. Someone else says, my wife is in charge of the car radio and no discussion will be entered into. Taz, my kids are, what, nearly six and nine years old, so I have a lot of the Listies album on repeat, which is the kids' comedy sketch album, so I hear of that over and over and over again. But it stops them from whinging, so that's my payoff.
But I don't know, it's a missed opportunity, Sam. You as a parent with kids that age, their brains are malleable. You can actually start infusing their minds and choices with quality music so that by the time they're driving the car, they'll have actually switched on to the better stuff and you won't have to get in the car and twitch.
Wow.
Because they just know what's right.
Although this texter says, I think the safe driving the vehicle probably depends more upon the youngest not screaming like a banshee for the Bluey soundtrack. See, that's what I'm getting at here. It is about safety, Tasneem. But maybe you're at the sweet spot where you've got mature children, so they'll have to respect your authority. Does that happen?
Occasionally. When I do invoke the fact that I paid for the car, there's no comeback.
I think you've made a very decent pitch. I think you potentially muddied the waters with the idea that it's, even as a passenger. But so far, people are getting on board your army, Taz. And so I can only wish you, success in the battle ahead. I suspect it's a battle that's going to continue even as we get out and about more often in cars all over Melbourne.
Well, happy travels to everybody who agrees with me.
Only those who agree? You're not going to offer an olive leaf to the vanquished?
Look, I wish them well, but,
That's the sort of mercy we get from a recipient of the Order of Australia, Tasneem Chopra. It is great to have you on The Breakfast Show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sammy.